Pat, hi, it's Jim.
Hi.
I'm at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. Do you know what that is?
Jim, my dream place.
Really?
Is it so gorgeous?
I think so, yeah. I'm sitting here in overstuffed chairs. There's waiting for my rocking chair out on the porch with the expansive view of the mountains. Manicured lawns are at my feet.
Smoky mountains.
They're not using smoke anymore. It's gas-fired, I understand. But anyway, so I'm in this room. It started off rather poorly. I'm here on a special internet rate, and they wrote special internet rate on, like, all my stuff. They practically stenciled it on my forehead, like a big I. And I've got sort of a turn-of-the-century-looking room with antique everything.
Oh, God.
And everybody's really obsequious.
So you're in your room now with overstuff.
I can go indulge in the gardens and the winery, and all of these things cost an additional fee. In fact, something happened that has never happened in my life. All I could get online was a double room, and I asked if there's any way they could give me a king bed instead of two doubles. And it's exactly the same price. I've seen their rates online. And just to be mean, she said it would cost $20 to give me the king room. It's just because it's something I wanted, and if it's something you want, they'll charge more for it. You know, like the water fountain in the hall is free, but if you're really, really thirsty, it's probably $5 a sip.
Speak up a little bit. I've got a lot of tree grinding up going on outside.
Don't we all? Anyway, so I'm sitting here in front of manicured lawns with this beautiful vista. People are being obsequious, and fine drinks are being poured all around me. I guess I should feel great, but I feel like I'm ready to crawl out of my skin. I think I need to just acknowledge that I'm not high class. I'm the son of an auto parts store owner, erudite though he was.
You're as high class as they come. Be quiet.
No, I just feel like jumping off the ledge. I mean, the Mexican dude who's cutting the lawn down below, I would much rather be drinking tequila with him than be sipping Merlot with the gentry here up in the rocking chair. So anyway, so I had this little, they wanted the $20 for the king room, and I just refused to do it because I was just so angry. And I didn't say anything. I didn't make a comment, but she could just sense my fury. And so she gave me a handicapped room that has all these, like, metal braces and stuff in the shower. And I can, like, lower myself into bed 12 different ways.
That's good.
Yeah, maybe if I have another 7 or 8 glasses of Merlot, and I might, that might be necessary. I guess this is going to work out well because... you know, I'm about to go into Tennessee, and I'm going to be in little towns in Tennessee eating catfish and stuff. So this is the perfect launching pad. I am so fed up with, like, high class appointments at this point, and B, so eager to go to a place like Tennessee and forget this ever happened. It's just absolutely perfect. And this is sort of like the halfway house between home and Tennessee.
That too loud around there.
I'm actually saying it quite loud, but nobody can hear me. Nobody's listening. I'm like invisible. I'm wearing sneakers. I forgot to pack real shoes. The shame. The shame.
How's your streak?
The streak seems to be going pretty well. Whenever I go to a place that's been tipped to me, it's completely variable. Sometimes it's great, sometimes not. And whenever I go to a place that looks good, it's always really, really great.
No stomach troubles or colds or anything?
Well, I'm getting to that point where I'm never hungry.
Good.
No, that's not good.
You're fading on me, Jim.
No, that's just me. I really am fading. I'm getting to the point where I'm never hungry.
Yeah.
Remember when I was researching my book and I hit that point where I'd wake up full?
I remember that.
Yeah, so. I'm having that. It's not from eating too much. It's just from eating constantly. Right. There's a difference between eating a lot and eating constantly. People don't understand that fine balance.
That conversation you had with that guy from the
Munchmobile. Munchmobile.
That was really, really good.
Oh, thanks.
When you talked about, you know, the eating problem. It's not all a bowl of cherries.
Exactly. So I'm in this, like, lodge area, and I don't know what to do. There's, like, nothing to do. Do rich people do things? Like, rich waspy people?
Does anybody have a game of croquet going?
If they did, it would be $45 for the mallet. You know what I mean? It's just like everything's like an extra charge. I feel like it's just like another shopping mall, but just a lot more refined. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's like there's nothing fun. There's nothing fun. There's like no like late night hangs. There's no pizza. There's no movies. I mean, what's the point of all this? I just don't get it. I mean, I looked out the window. Yeah, the view is nice. Next. Oh, there go a scenic flock of birds. No, there were mosquitoes. I was wrong. They looked like birds far away, but there were mosquitoes right by my nose. With every passing minute, I'm just like, devouring to get out to Tennessee. I can't even tell you. I want to get over this frigging mountain range and out of the Vanderbilt mansion. Pat, don't be pissed at me. I have to admit something. I'm recording this. Is that all right? I'm recording you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can I have your permission, please?
Yeah, right.
Can I have your permission to broadcast this?
Yes, you may.
Thanks. Any rate, I may have to call if I have other intervention issues. I mean, I know you're not, like, all that high class or anything, but your name's Hammond, so I feel like you have some insight into this culture that I will never have. These people can smell the gefilte fish on my breath, Pat, even though I've never eaten gefilte fish in my life. It just takes so much energy to not, like, do a pratfall or go into... I feel like I've got Tourette syndrome and I'm suppressing it, but I don't. You know what I mean? It's the same kind of stress. I don't know what it is I'm trying not to say, but I'm trying really hard not to say. So, of course, the way I'm handling that is by talking into a speakerphone with a conspicuous microphone between me and the speaker. Nobody's noticed, though. I'm invisible.
Where are you this minute? On the port?
I'm on deck for one of the rocking chair seats on the balcony. I'll call you back when I get there, all right?
Okay.
All right, bye.